Now, if anybody had one of those fathers that drink, my father used to get drunk on Friday nights and come home and talk shit for like 6 hours, the same shit over and over and over again, and swear they're saying some heavy shit to you too. First he would mess with my mother, you know? He'd go and mess with my mother for a little while, and then my mother would go get the iron and wrap the cord around her hand. Start swinging that shit saying, I think you better leave me alone, sweetheart. He drunk, but he ain't crazy. He come to my room then, right? Start fucking with me. My father, you can feel him in the doorway looking at you too. And they'll stand there for like 3 hours just staring at you. And you turn over and your father's standing there going, get your ass out of that bed. Hey, hey, don't know what it is? You know, this in life, this in my house. And I know that you don't get motherfuckers, you don't listen to me. And since you a man, goddamn, say, hey, in my heart, in my head, this you feeling? And the mothers, don't you notice? Yes.
Then all the shit you did bad all year comes out that night, right? But it don't make no sense because it's all up. It's just, you come in this house, you come in with my fucking 60 on your park card, you don't say shit at me. It's 60 on your, you don't wash your ass, Eddie. Then listen, I gotta tell you to take out the garbage, I gotta tell you to clean the motherfucking room. I cut the grass, I work all day, I'm gonna come home and cut the fucking grass. No, I'm not gonna do this, goddamn, you don't listen to me. It's so sweet, the motherfucking floor, you don't do nothing. Why don't you clean it? And this motherfucking dog you bring in here, he said, let me take it, let me have this dog. I get you the dog, you don't clean up after this motherfucking dog. Remember, you ever notice that if your dog like takes a shit in the room, you pretend you don't see it because you know you have to clean the shit up? So you just walk past the shit and let your brothers clean that shit. Like, I don't see no shit on the floor.
And then the shit been in my den for 3 months. Tripped over that shit, isn't it? I tell you, Missy, you don't know this. Hey, I don't know this. You gotta know what I mean.
Once he came home real drunk on a Friday night after payday, with his paycheck, man, a big wad of money in his pocket, he came home and challenged me and my big brother. Came home and said, hey. My brother said, oh, shit, he had that shit again.
Hey, turn that fucking TV off. No, motherfucker Quincy kissed my ass. You watch it. I know, no. You think you're a man? You lift your weights, big shot, motherfucker. Lift your weights, press your weights. I kick your ass, Eddie. I will kick your ass. He did like this in my head. I kick your ass.
It's like getting physical.
He said, and Charlie, you think you hot shit? Motherfucker, I beat your ass so bad. And you and your brother and your mother, you can take this shit and get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you one thing, because I will kick your ass. And tell you what, I'm going to say, here's my, I have to pay $500. You beat my ass, you can have every penny. You can have every penny.
We beat the shit out that old man. We tried to kill that mother. Drunk people can't fight for shit. They be trying to talk shit while you're beating their
in another. You don't listen. And then
kick this ass. And the next day, they don't remember that shit. They say, hey, where's my fucking money at? Why is my lip all busted out? I don't know, Pop, but I'm going to get a bike.